much better health. Yeah. I don't know. But he was, you know, he was pretty well fading mentally. They were supposed to run tests on him to see how old he really was. I never heard the results of it. So if it came out negative, they may not release that. Yeah, crush anyone's dream, you know. I think he was older than that, I'm not really sure.
I think that was kind of a one word.
That's the old man.
Yeah. Okay, you're talking about if you were getting rid of all the brush and stuff on land, you'd say you did what to it? You
cleaned it.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Ever used cleared?
Cleared, yes.
Clean more?
Well, it's like when I always think it was picking up brush, I always say we cleaned the brush out of the grove. But if I was saying of removing trees, I would say we cleared the land.
Okay.
The palmettos, I would say we cleared the land.
Okay, what about land that has never been planted before, and you just cleaned it off and planted it? You say you were clearing the land.
Virgin land.
Ever hear new ground?
Yeah, okay, new ground, yes.
Is that something you hear people say? Or?
New ground?
Yeah,
I imagine what he would say is new ground. That's true. I was trying to think of a one word term, sort of.
Yeah. What about the second cutting of clover or grass? Got any special term for that?
Second cutting? I don't think so.
Okay. What about wheat? You tie it up into a. Any name for it?
A bundle.
Okay. And what about the bundles you get? They'd be piled up into a
stack.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Yeah. You're talking about the amount of say wheat you raise. Say you raise 40 quart of wheat to an acre.
40 bushels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a small question. You had a couple of pages. It's no problem. I just wonder if I can make one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have it off. I don't know why not.
Okay. What about oats? Do you know what you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You say oats. Oats.
Ground.
Excuse me.
If you and another man had to do a job, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might tell him that blank and blank have to do it.
See, we'll have to do it, or you and I.
And you might say, yeah. You might say it's not
me.
Just for me. It's for
you,
or for blank of us.
For both of us.
Okay. And if some friends and you are coming over to see me, you might say, blank and blank are coming over.
Woman, you say it.
Just she.
Say a friend of yours, okay, another male friend of yours is coming over, and I know him.
Yeah.
You might say, blank and blank are coming. It was your friend.
I'm coming to see you. I can't figure that out. Excuse me. That's a problem.
You'd say, the friend and you, or if you were telling me about, you'd say, blank and.
My friend and I.
Okay. And say you knock on the door and they know your voice, you might, and they say, who is it? You'd say, oh, it's
me.
Okay. And say you were sitting there in a room with somebody and you knew the person's voice, you might turn to that person and say, oh, it's just
you.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about a man, you'd say it's. Or a woman, you'd say it's
just she.
Mm-hmm. Or a man, you'd say it's
just he.
Okay.
Him. Let me see. Is it he? Or him? Yes.
People, different people use both different
ways. Okay.
And if it's a group of people, you'd say it's just
y'all.
Or if you didn't, if you'd say if it's him, if it's a group of people, you'd say it's.